Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So, Sarge, Mike Sarge Riley.
This sounds like a merry-go-round here.
Is with us today. You do the play-by-play of the...
Commentary.
Yeah.
Play-by-play.
Play-by-play.
Well,
of the 4th of July parade in Needham.
That's right.
And this would be your 19th year doing it.
19th, baby. On the public access
Sarge,
channel.
How old were you when you started doing it?
Let's see here. High school, so that's going to be, I don't know, 17? No, 16. 16.
What do you comment on?
You know, the float's going by.
Yeah, like,
you bring
you
up
say?
All the selectmen. You shoot the breeze with them when they come over. And
well, that's different.
We've had some high-end people there. High-end people
like
have been
who?
There before. Former United States Senator Scott Brown was there when he was the senator at one point. Governor Charlie Baker, of course, who is a graduate of Needham High School.
Here comes Allie Raisman.
Allie was not in the parade.
Oh!
Snubbed
Needham.
You said it, not me.
Well, just back it up.
She did not do the parade, no. She had her own day, though, but she did not do the...
She had her own parade.
Yep. You were there to MC that, I remember.
That was the rally for Allie. That was the second one.
The rally for Allie?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people on the town...
That doesn't sound right.
That's what it was, the rally for Allie. I'm just telling you right now.
Did you wave rally towels?
I did not, no. But the kids were looking forward to meeting her after and getting
out of her. Don't walk down the alley alone at night.
Ba-da-bum. So
no,
yeah,
it just sound
it's a great time. They do a great job. The Exchange Club in Needham. They put the 4th of July fireworks on the night before.
That's interesting.
Great
fireworks
parade.
How long is the parade? How long does it last?
About 90 minutes.
A 90-minute parade.
Yeah, but thankfully we're under a tent in the shade. It's great. You're
I don't
by...
care about that. I'm yeah. wondering about your commentary. And so
what the hell's a tent?
It's good.
Is it?
It's very good.
It's like
I'll
watching the Macy's Day Parade where you know all the details.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You have a whole sheet in front of you and everything.
You have like a fact sheet about each float.
I mean, I like the fire trucks in each town. That was 3 years ago.
Holy cow.
And we're looking at a picture
Wow, look
of
at
Sarge.
Your head.
I know.
We're looking at a picture of Sarge emceeing the rally for Allie.
Boy, yep. If you don't think DeStefano hair restoration works.
Oh, my gosh.
Take a look at Sarge.
Do it before and after of that
Dr. Hines, baby.
Wow.
Yep.
So this parade takes place on the 4th?
On the 4th, yeah.
Day of,
she's a little sucker,
before.
Huh?
Yes, on the 4th of July. Sorry, okay. I just have to reply to a tweeter. Yes.
In the middle of the segment, that tweet's not important.
Sorry. Yeah,
this
yeah.
is way more important.
I was reading
Somebody's
something.
Tweeting.
Yeah.
Did you realize that?
Please.
Just trying to respond.
Anyways, yes.
Did you
on
do
the
it by yourself,
July.
Or do you have
no,
a
No, we have
a
co-host. Partner in crime. I think it's going to be a girl by the name of Colleen. She's going to be doing it, too.
Colleen.
Yeah, she's
Feel
a,
bad for her already.
Oh, she's great. No, we've been known her for a long time. Fellow high school alum. So why would you feel bad for her?
Well, I've already tried to blackball you from this show.
Oh,
right.
You know. Shut up. Just shut up. Enough of that. Good God.
As you've complained about.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
But anyways, a great day and free for all.
Oh, they don't charge. That's good.
Wait a minute. Charging. You mean you could actually go to the Needham
wow.
Parade for free?
Sure.
That is unreal.
Yeah, not bad.
Wow.
Not a bad country, huh?
That's wow. Cool.
But, you know, they do solicit donations to help pay for the cost of the fireworks and so forth.
Cheap town.
Cheap town.
That's nice.
That's not a cheap town.
That's nice, Arch. And anyone who's in Needham, make sure you DVR that coverage.
I will send you some clips. What are you back in? 2 weeks?
We'd like a tape of that.
I'll hook you up.
Maybe I'd like to watch a tape of that.
You remember
the
Thanksgiving Day call? Remember that one?
Yeah, I'd like to watch a tape of that
parade. That was in Wellesley, right?
Yeah, but I was Needham Wellesley, the oldest
maybe do a,
high school
a,
rival in
maybe
the country.
Do a recap of the Needham 4th of July parade.
Too bad you're not on the air on the 4th. I'd call in live.
Could have done that.
No chance.
So. Could have
that
done
would be
that.
Awesome.
Zero.
Yeah, but we got
Tom. You working at 4th?
There it is, right yeah. there.
Do
No one is. It's the syndication that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Tom was working.
Well, he might be, but there's no local coverage.
Tom's not working at the station. Press stop. Go.
617-779-0985.
So happy Independence Day. There you go.
Yes. Happy 4th of July.
Beautiful time.
As Joe said.
See, you're not worried about beaches at all this week. Like, you don't think
no.
Chatham is nervous? You don't think Dennis and all this, you know, the mayor's down there, like town council? Boy, we should have put Clever Boy out there.
Clever Boy.
We should have done it. We should have done the ping thing.
No.
Should have done the phone. Well, the one, they at least they put the phones on one beach. Or last attack.
Yeah. That's terrific.
Like, say, hey, sharks are here. Who are you calling?
I don't know what the phone is going to do. I've already told you this.
Like, time is of the essence. Like that.
Time is of the essence.
Yes. By the time you get, oh my, I don't understand the phone thing. I don't.
This is what I would say. If you've got a sighting, if you've got one that pings on the app, if this starts to happen.
You people can't stay off your phones. Get on your phones.
If it happens.
Study these sharks.
And it happens this weekend or it happens next week at beach X, Y, or Z.
Right.
That's it. Get out them oceans.
Yeah.
Stay out them oceans. At that particular beach.
Okay, like for a summer start, do you think there's going to be another one this year?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I don't see how it's not based on how things are multiplied.
So much of it is dependent on the
stupidity of the people.
On the swimmers and the people.
We got a long way to go because water temperature rises.
I'll be honest.
Later there. That doesn't matter. They're already there.
No, my thought is, though, that people have become so aware of it now that it may not happen.
I hope so.
That people have become hyper aware of it that it won't happen. Which is good.
Almost at a point, like, you're going to get wet up to your knees. You know, you're going to be everybody looking around. Like, you got little ones. Like, you're going to take them down there, but you're going to be cautious of what you do. That's what you should be.
You can watch them like a hawk.
It's their world. Huh?
Watch them like a hawk.
Like a hawk.
Like a hawk, yeah. Yep. Exactly.
You have to.
Stay out them oceans when you get it.
What happens when that chicken got in her house?
You know, the thing is when you know you get all of a sudden a day where the beach you know closed in the morning for a sighting. Do you want to go back in the afternoon?
I love this part.
Like that's the part that I don't get.
Well, we're not sure if it's a real report or an erroneous report.
We're not going to that particular beach today.
Don't you have to take every report into account?
Yes,
whether it's a crank or not. You know, say you want some,
buy it.
Yeah. Don't blame most big suckers out there swimming around because they're protected. It's their water.
You know? Well, their water or not, they are there.
They're there, man.
It is their water.
It's like rubbing yourself with honey.
Put your
and
stupid
go
debate aside about what you want to do with them.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They're there.
Yeah.
They're gonna be there. They're not going anywhere.
It's like you go to India. You want to go in a snake pit? They're in there. You know.
Stay at them oceans.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What happens when a chicken's getting her house? They get eaten.
They get eaten. 617-779-0985. Brandon's in Boston. Brandon.
Hey. How you doing?
Hey. How you doing?
So I know you guys are talking about Brad Stevens. He seems like a pushover, you know what I mean? So it seems like he can't manage superstars. We've seen his track record with superstars. It's not that good. So I was thinking, you know, why not bring a respectable guy like Mark Jackson on board, you know? Played in the NBA, respectable guy, grew up in Brooklyn, have some credentials. I know players look up to him, and I believe he can manage strong personalities. The main reason why Golden State is where they are right now, he was the developed. He developed those players to what they are now. So, why not bring a guy like Mark Jackson on board, you know?
I mean, it's
managed superstars.
Because he's making – Mark Jackson is making more money doing what he's doing now, and Mark Jackson probably wants a head coaching gig, not an assistant job. That's why.
It's an interesting question, though, to bring up. I mean, with Brad, at what point you look at it and say, okay, maybe – who's the last big superstar you coached here?
Curry, Draymond Green, Thompson, those guys.
No, I'm talking about Brad Stevens here. Who was the last big superstar, other than Kyrie, prior to Kyrie? What was it, Al? And Al's kind of a quiet guy, you know, from a personality standpoint. You know, what egos has he really learned how to manage and blend? You know, Isaiah kind of played with a chip on his shoulder. And he's been around the block. Other than that, it's guys you drafted, right? You're developing Jaylen Brown. You're developing, you know, Jason Tatum. Like, who's he? What egos has he coached? And at what point will you look at it and say, wow, maybe he doesn't know how to make those guys play together? That's a big year for him. I'm trying to think who's the best. Like Gordon Hayward, he had Gordon in college, so there's already institutional knowledge there with that player. There's a relationship there.
Mark Jackson's name has come up because Andre Iguodala did an interview yesterday in which he said he deserves to have a head coaching job. That's why his name's come up again.
So he's being blackballed?
Yeah, he thinks he's being blackballed by the league.
Yeah. Does he even want a head coaching job? I think he enjoys.
I think he almost got the Knicks job, or he was considered for the Knicks job last year.
Does he look at it like, see a guy like
he's
Tyler?
Been out of the league for what, almost 5 years now?
Yeah.
But he's been doing the TV thing, and he's great at it.
It's kind of like a Gruden.
And I think he probably makes a boatload of money doing the TV thing.
Oh, yeah.
Has anyone asked Mark Jackson how he feels about going back as a head coach? Does anyone know his desires? I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he wants to do or what his desires are. But he's not going to be an assistant. No way. He's a head coach. Jason in Boston has exclusive Shark information for Zoe. Go ahead, Jason.
Zoe, bad news.
What?
We already have I got him on good information that there's a missing kayaker off of Nantucket that they called off the search for. They found his kayak. And there's teeth marks in it. They're not saying anything about it because we're heading into the 4th of July weekend. It's bad news. It sucks. The only thing that sucks more is Sarge.
Wait. Now I want to know if the first part was real or not.
I don't care about the Sarge part.
I want to know if the first part was real.
No, it'd have been. There'd have been breaking news.
What'd the guy say?
Call back.
Nah, that guy's a coward.
No, I need him to call back. I need to know if the first part was real or not.
That's a cowardly call. You want to deal with that?
I want to know if the first part was real or not. Call us back, damn it.
I have more of those calls.
The part about Sarge sucks has the first part in doubt. I did see the story about the missing kayaker.
Are you serious?
I'm not going to lie. The first thing I thought of was this.
He saw that?
Yeah, first 10 at the 35.
Way to go, T-Bone. Call us back. Yes.
I need more information.
He went missing last Sunday. Yes, they suspended the search a couple of days ago.
The teeth marks.
The teeth marks part is not out there, if it's true. But this guy, is he spreading false information? Or does he know something?
Damn John in Vegas.
I don't care about that right now.
That wasn't John.
I care about the teeth marks. But when you drop that in the end, the whole call might be a prank. All right, we'll get to that. 617-779-0985. Don't go anywhere.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand.
Shark guy's called back.
Oh.
Yeah, he's back on the line. He called us back. I just need to know if it's real, that story about the kayaker. Jason in Boston again. Jason.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, true story. My first time caller, I couldn't help but throw Sergeant Bone there.
But the shark bite on the kayak is real.
Yeah, it's real news. The only thing they recovered was his kayak, and it's clearly been beat up by what they believe is a shark.
What's the
water?
What's a bite radius?
I don't know. I don't know the details. It's just my source on the ground says it's a shark bite. but they're not. You're not going to read it in the news because of the timing.
Mm. Wow!
Wow! Do what you have to do to keep those beaches safe, but they will be open on the 4th. Tomorrow's the 4th.
Well, but again, this wasn't at a beach, though.
Right? But again, I mean, if you're kayaking way out there,
this is a mile and a half offshore.
That's a good poke.
Yeah, that's not swimming in the ocean. That's not swimming at the beach. This is a mile and a half offshore. That's at your own risk.
But if it's Nantucket, and I know sharks have always been in Nantucket. They have the damn shark tournament out there, shark fishing tournament. But if they're starting to frequent there more, and
you want to take a kayak by yourself, a mile and a half offshore, you're fair game.
Good luck.
You're fair game.
Yeah,
you are fair game. You are in their home now. You're in their waters.
So they go down and come out, they hit strike,
knock you out of it,
and get that. Tail
they just take a poke and see what it is.
That's how
what's
they
this?
To the bottom. It's a kill shot. That's how they hit from the bottom.
You taking out of the Cape?
Look,
that kayak?
We depend on the summer people here for our very lives.
You are not going
and
to have
if
a summer
close those
unless
beaches,
you deal with this
finished.
Problem.
No. Is that, you know what that simulates? Still, you're like you're on there and then you're splashing.
Yeah, good point.
Simon is in Harvard today. Simon.
Hi.
Hey, so last summer, North Truro, we got down to the beach, head of the meadow. 11 a.m., there's a 10-foot male seal with a bite taken out of his back, dead on the beach. Oceanographic group comes
seal?
Down. Seal. It was a male seal, yeah. Huge
yeah, they're
thing.
They're that
it's
big?
From,
oh, yeah.
Yep, they
Jesus.
Saw the attack, the whole thing. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they close the beach again. We see the fin. 4 o'clock that evening, people are getting it in wetsuits on
see?
Surfboard.
Idiots.
Asking for it.
Those people
yep.
are asking for
that,
it.
That's the one that got... I mean, not to bring it up last year, but they know exactly what he was wearing.
You know? And those are the people that if they get attacked, they will have been asking for it.
Yeah. Don't get in the water looking like a seal.
Yeah, and don't get in on the day where you've seen multiple sharks showing up at that beach.
Where they frequent.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
They're looking for waves.
What the hell are you doing?
Living on the edge, baby. It's like rad,
oh, we've had multiple white sharks here today munching on seals. Oh, we just saw one at 2 o'clock, and at 4 o'clock, you're getting in the water, dressed in your full wetsuit, head to toe?
Yep, come on,
oh,
beach.
Okay, idiot.
Beach is open again.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Guess what? He's gone. He's not coming back. You know what? If I'm a shark, and if they're trained to go up and down and swim and come back for the feedings, and you know where you ate your last meal, gee, do you think that shark's going to come back? It's like you put that bowl of milk out for that cat. That cat coming back? Yeah.
Yeah,
Kitty knows where the milk is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be coming back.
I mean, the stench alone where the seals must. This must be horrid.
Scott is in Worcester today. Scott.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Boy, I've been listening to you guys all day. I'm born and raised in the Cape. I've been swimming down there. I'm 55. Been swimming down there. I'm 330 pounds. And I go out to the buoy in Craigville Beach and come back. And no shock has bitten me yet. People shouldn't worry. Just go there with your family.
I'll tell you what, Scott.
They're not around Craigville, but they're starting to pop up on that
tell
side.
You what, why don't you go to Truro and Wellfleet today and swim to the buoy and back and see?
That's true. No, that's a good point.
Okay,
yes.
Then.
Stay away from the seals and whatnot.
Right. Yeah. And I'm on Buzzards Bay, and there's you don't hear of them there much. But there was two sightings last
year. Is that where you're going, Joe? Is Buzzards Bay,
yes,
though?
Sir. Yeah.
I hope you have the best time in the world, brother.
Thanks, pal.
What restaurant you go to?
I got a chat room, courtyard.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to have the best time ever. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Occasional trip to the lobster trap.
Yes, trap.
Can't wait for football season, baby. See you guys later.
All right, three and a half weeks. Wow, we're three.
I'm going to take it to chat room.
Chat room. Zoe's allowed back in there.
It's nice
now.
They fire a cannon off up on the hillside. There's a house up there, and they have actually a real cannon, but it's not real cannonballs. But boom, they fire that sucker off on Friday night. It's kind of good times.
They're doing it tonight?
They'll be doing it tonight.
Nice.
I won't be down there tonight. Sunday.
Now. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doing crabs tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah. Got a couple dozen in.
Party at Zoe's?
Yep. Nope.
All right.
Not invited.
Wouldn't go.
You can come over anytime.
All right, thank you.
No, you can't.
Appreciate it.
Eric in Phoenix. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Zoe Beetle. How's it going,
Hi.
Guys?
Good. What's up?
Hey. So
So real quick, 2 years ago when Kyrie came on the block, with the information we only had then, if Ainge didn't go after him, we would have crucified him, right? I mean, absolutely, like, why wouldn't you go get him? You know, fast forward to now, what could you do? I mean, you can assess for, like, playing, you know, what he does in his spot, but mental illness just gets worse and worse and worse. I can't blame Stevens and Ainge for not being able to handle his mental illness. The guy's out of control. I don't think he's going to win ever again.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to put Kyrie's, you know, problems and the way that he acts on the Celtics.
Yeah.
It is. Do you blame Brad Stevens for the way Kyrie acts?
There's only so much you can do. I mean, there's only so much you can do. I mean, you can't control people.
Do you blame Danny Ainge?
No. But I don't blame Danny for making the move.
I don't either.
At all. He's trying to make your team better. Says a lot about the person who wanted out of Cleveland, though, when you had it all right there. That's your biggest indicator right there. Not even what he did here. Like, what do you want out of Cleveland? You just won a championship. You just hit one of the biggest shots of your career. Probably the biggest shot. You brought your team back. You're part of that. You took the pressure off LeBron. You were the guy. And then you won it out. So you want to do it your way.
Tyler's in New Hampshire today. Tyler, what do you got?
Oh, my God, that story about swimming to the buoy. That is exactly how Christie dies in the very first scene of Jaws. Anyway, so what I want to know from all three of you guys, What is the dollar amount that it would take for you to swim 30 feet offshore in Truro, sit in the water for 1 minute, and swim back, or kayak alone from Chatham to Monomoy Island?
Oh, wait. The kayaking is a no-go.
What is your last dollar amount?
Out on that.
What is your
dollar amount for that? Get the hell out of here with that.
I would swim.
You're asking for it, man.
I would swim.
So 30 feet in the water in Truro, that is doable.
30 feet's only 10 yards.
Yeah,
right?
You can do that. That's not asking for death.
All right, let's raise it to 50. How about 50 feet?
Okay.
We're talking your neck. You're looking... You're floating. Your feet aren't touching
the
ground.
Okay, floating. So you got to be over, like, let's say 7 feet of water.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay? You got to be in 7 feet of water. You've got to be treading water for 1 minute, and then you've got to swim back to shore.
Yep, and you got to account for also. You see something while you're out there, you still got 50 feet to get back to the sand.
I don't like this game.
Well, wait a minute. I mean,
don't like that game.
Yeah, you see something while you're floating. You're not getting back to the beach anytime soon.
I think he should throw out, like, Tyler, you should say, would you do it for $1,000, right? Or would you do it for $10,000? Then I'd be like, okay, maybe I would, but I can't throw you a dollar amount. You got to present that to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to give us a number.
All
right, Sarge, what do we say? Let's say 5,000.
5,000? I'm in.
You're
in? Cash?
Let's see...
you don't value life, man.
What'd he say?
2.5.
Oh, without question. I'm out.
Okay.
Yeah.
1,000?
No. Out.
Okay, so it's between 1,000 and 2.5.
Yeah, I would do that.
That's the sweet spot? All right.
Yeah, I do that.
I respect that. That is,
that's a good over-under, and then, you know, you go.
How about this? I got a better game. So, like...
So here's the question. If you see something, can you immediately start heading in?
How about if you're in a boat?
Oh, yeah. You book it. You don't have to sit there for a minute while
Okay, so you can pull the ripcord, so to speak, if you see something.
How about this?
Something swims by your feet, you go.
All right. Okay. Thanks for the call. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Tyler. We'll discuss.
Good game. That was fun.
I like this game better. So say you're in Cape Cod Bay on a boat, say a 23-foot vessel, and you've got your
very
family.
Very specific, 23 feet.
You've got
feet.
Your family with you, and you're just... floating along and cranking music, having a couple pops, a couple cold pops. You know, you say, it's hot. I'm going to cool off. Let's kill the engine. Everybody jump off the side of the boat. And we got a clock, and it's a 10-minute clock. 959, 958, 957. How much does that take just to go around the boat, swim around? Can't touch the boat, but you got to get out there and just cool off for 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10-minute swim. It's just 10 minutes of floating by your boat. That's a little more fun game. Because now they're seen in Cape Cod Bay. That's where they're hitting all the stripers. That's where the whales are. That's where sea life is.
Not sure I like that either.
This is what I loved about the Dead Sea when we were floating into Dead Sea in Israel. We're out there just sitting there floating. We're like, the greatest thing about this, No worries. Everything's dead. There is no sea life. Nothing but salt. Nothing but salt. All you have to worry. Floating around, falling asleep, just floating. Because you don't have to worry. No worries here.
The best thing this week, too, I had Drew Bledsoe rub mud on my back.
It exfoliated my skin.
Best thing going.
Best thing going.
Best thing ever. Red Sox are going to London. They're in London.
Hello.
They landed. Are they ready for baseball in London? We'll get to that. We'll address that.
Are the Red Sox ready for baseball in London?
Are the Red Sox ready to play baseball?
You're 9 games out. You get swept, you're 11 out.
The importance of this series, we'll get to that coming up.
Oh boy.
After these headlines with Sarge.
Sports Hub headlines.
Well, on Sunday, it'll be the NBA free agency period starting at 6 o'clock. And according to multiple reports, Celtics consider the frontrunner to land Kemba Walker. He was not offered the Supermax by Charlotte, and he will not return there. Celtics also have hired former WNBA star Kara Lawson as an assistant coach. A new article by ESPN's Jackie McMullen talking about Kyrie Irving's time in Boston and him being unhappy as a member of the C's. Irving reportedly refusing to sign basketballs for the Celtics' charitable partners. Red Sox and the Yankees play a 2-game series in London starting tomorrow. That'll be at 1 o'clock. Rick Porcello on the mound against Masahiro Tanaka. Yankees entered the weekend with a 9-game lead over the Sox for first in the American League East. Mike Trout of the Angels was the leading vote-getter for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Nobody from the Red Sox selected. 3 members of the Astros were selected. Women's World Cup today, quarterfinal action. USA will play France this afternoon. The New England Revolution, they'll kick off their second half of the season tomorrow night at Gillette Stadium when they host the Houston Dynamo. And the Boston Cannons host the Denver Outlaws at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Cannons 3-0 on the season. Headlines are brought to you by the New England Revolution when they do host the Houston Dynamo at Gillette Stadium this Saturday. For tickets, call 877-GET-REVS or visit revolutionsoccer.net. I'm Mike Riley on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Have you seen my lucky socks? Or this when we won the World Series last year, chasing our 3rd championship in 6 years.
Most championships in MLB history.
Oops. I'll pick those up later. Hello there.
Hello.
I didn't know the Yankees finally got a mascot.
I thought he was with that green monster of yours.
Monster? Some of my best friends are monsters. I'm Big Bird from Sesame Street. I noticed you two aren't getting along.
Well, yeah. It's the Yankees-Red Sox, Big Bird.
We got a long rivalry.
Well, wouldn't it be wicked cool if you forget about it and be kind and respect each other?
Something happened to Big Bird. I don't know what it is.
What the hell's going on in today's
That video
world?
Was put out by Sesame Street.
That's disturbing.
Yesterday, it was Alex Cora and Aaron Boone.
Who killed Big Bird?
Teaching respect, breaking up a disagreement between the two of them.
Now, you brought this up this week with the Pets movie, the what? Pets and Pets 2. With,
voices
Louis,
changing,
Louis
yes.
K.
It's a big problem.
Can't do the voice changes, man.
It's a big problem, man.
I don't want to watch. I would never watch Big Bird now. That,
it's a big problem.
Big Bird sounds like Pat now.
Big Bird is Pat. Another Pat reference.
Well, wouldn't it be wicked cool if you forget about it and be kind and respect each other?
Oh boy!
I want a rivalry back. I want the nastiness.
So my question was, why are they doing this again? I forgot. Like, what is the point of this?
What, the game over there?
MLB.com. What was the impetus for the London series?
Who's the owner?
This is the next step in Commissioner Rob Manfred's quest to grow the game globally. Saturday will mark the first MLB game played in Europe, and the hope is that this can turn England and other European countries onto baseball. Perhaps the electricity generated can help England and surrounding countries become a potential breeding ground for MLB players. It was recently announced that the Cubs and Cardinals, longtime National League rivals, will play in the 2020 London series. Whoop-de-doo. They're playing at London Stadium. It's a venue that was built for the 2012 Olympics. It's been used for soccer. It's where West Ham United plays. They're in the Premier League, though. And the baseball field was built on top of it for the series.
Mm. Nice.
Artificial turf and dirt have been installed within the last few weeks, and they built foul poles. There's a boatload of foul territory if you've seen the setup.
I have, yeah. It's an odd setup.
But if you look at the setup, if you've seen it, and you will be seeing it if you're planning on watching the games, and if you're looking at it right now on our simulcast, it's 385 to center. 385. It's a short poke.
Looks like a Cape Cod baseball league park. Yeah, you drive through Bourne where the Bourne Braves play, and just yeah, okay, wow. Put the barrel of the bat on the ball. Yeah, that thing's gonna go. Why are they doing this? Does it matter that it's Boston, New York? Did you need Boston, New York? Like, I've been to London twice with the Patriots. They barely know a game's going on over there. I mean, it's a nice event. They pack it. They see it.
Yeah.
But you can walk down the street. They wouldn't know if you're there or not. I would think it'd be that much more distant with baseball. I think they'd show up if you, say, threw what? Rays Pirates out there. Yeah. Why's it got to be Yankees Red Sox? Yankees are 9 games up on the Boston Red Sox right now. Red Sox lose this series. They got to get their ass jet lagged, get back. I think they got a series in Toronto after this?
Toronto, yep.
Potentially be 11 games out heading into 4th of July break? That's not good. This could be the beginning of the turn. Yeah, either you're going to make up ground or you're going to lose ground or you're going to come out of this thing even. And you're going to go through all this travel to do it.
3 in Toronto, 3 in Detroit.
So it's coming at an important time.
It's a sneaky big series for the Red Sox.
Yeah, and the Red Sox have Rick Porcello going in the first game. Mm-hmm. And they've got Eduardo Rodriguez going in the second game. First game is tomorrow at 1:10. Second game is Sunday at 10:10 a.m. Those are the two games that will be played over there. Tanaka, Porcello, and then it's Rodriguez in game 2. Doesn't it annoy you that these games actually are important to the Red Sox at this point in the year and they're playing in this ridiculous London thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Sneaky big series.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's not even sneaky. I mean, when you travel, they need these games.
Yeah. I mean, the nice thing to go over there when the Patriots went over there, like you're playing Rams and the Titans when they weren't good at the time. So it's almost like, okay, you're tired. Things are different. You have to uproot the organization. You do your walkthroughs out in what? Hyde Park next to it. You almost like just, okay, let's get in, get out. Like, you almost with that mindset. Now, you got to go on. You got to play. You got to play now. You got to play well. It's, you have no all-stars on your team now.
The good news is the multiple days off rest the wretched bullpen. You don't have to use them. You're not playing
Do you think that helps that bullpen?
Rest the arms right now.
Those arms are going to be better when they come
out. If you're looking for a positive.
Yeah. I know. Okay. All right, okay, I'll give you that.
If you're looking for a positive, that's the only thing I can come up with.
Yeah.
But I don't think London gives a damn about baseball. I don't think England gives a crap about baseball.
I think all they care about is soccer.
I don't think they care.
That's the biggest thing I took from the games over there. Like, they love soccer.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's a ripoff of the NFL going over there.
Another thing baseball's late to.
Baseball's way late to it. And I think they actually, the people in the UK will actually watch football and watch American football.
I wonder if your owner will give it a look. I wonder if the owner leaned on them.
And there's fans over there.
Yeah.
I don't think they care about baseball.
How old is the game of baseball? 200 years, just about?
Yeah. It's been around a long time.
If they haven't done it yet, it ain't going to happen.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's ship sailed.
You would think that by now they would have adopted it if they were into it.
Yeah.
They haven't. No. They're not taken to it.
No.
They're not interested. They're good. All set with it.
It's a John Henry move.
It's a Rob Manfred move.
John Henry had a lot of impact.
It's not innovative.
Liverpool.
It's not interesting. Nobody over there cares. Mm. Play 2 lousy games over there in the middle of the year. And it's just slightly annoying.
Stupid question. What time are these games?
It sort of feels like must-win games this weekend for the Red Sox. 1-10. Just went over that. One ten on Saturday, ten on Sunday. It's okay. Mike Francesa had a blow up on the Mets yesterday. I haven't heard it. I intentionally avoided playing the video.
Okay.
I've seen it everywhere. I haven't heard it, but he had a meltdown, a baseball meltdown that I want to hear. So we'll get to it next, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There's next.
The pool.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
I remember how big Ewing was. I remember being in Rupp Arena. That was Ewing's senior year. He was underneath, and I was underneath doing it with him.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN.
All right, Mike Francesa, what do you got for us today? So, during his show yesterday,
I love when he gets heated.
He's watching the Mets game as it unfolded in studio. That's what was going on during the show. He's watching that game during the show.
So this is like the opposite.
It's like
Jim
Maz.
Murray.
No, it's like Maz. Yeah.
Oh,
that's how I picture it.
Okay,
it's like Maz sitting there.
What are you doing?
Right. Is that how it is?
That's so stupid.
That's how I picture it. Yes. As the Phillies score 5 runs in the bottom of the 9th.
It's like the Red Sox, right? That type of game.
Yeah.
You're up on Toronto and you just freaking implode.
Huge, massive bullpen implosion for the Mets yesterday, and they lose 6-3 to the Phillies. Including a 3-run walk-off home run in the bottom of the 9th in Philadelphia. So this is going on yesterday afternoon, and so there's a full-blown meltdown on the Mets, who are now 37-45.
Oh.
That is now their record. They've obviously had a very difficult week, as we know. As you know, a very, very bad week. 37-45. They're 11 games back in the National League East. They're not in last place. That is reserved for the Miami Marlins. They're 16.5 games back. The Mets are in fourth place. The Mets have the manager having a meltdown at Wrigley on Sunday after they lose that game. Jason Vargas getting into the blowout with the reporter. All of that, right? See you tomorrow, Skip. And then they nearly come to blows in the clubhouse at Wrigley. Yesterday, they lose in Philly in dramatic fashion. And Francesa has a meltdown. I haven't heard it yet. I'm looking forward to this. Let's hear it.
Let me say this at 3-1. This is a save that if Diaz doesn't get, he might as well stay in Philadelphia. I mean, he might as well not even come back to Citi Field. How did he get on first base?
Walk.
He walked the leadoff batter. You see, this is what I'm talking about. Diaz, don't even fool around here. You give up a home run, this game has to be the Mets. I don't care about what you did last year. I don't care what you did in Seattle. I don't care about anything else. This game has got to be the Mets. It's tied. Oh, my God. It's tied. Ball's a home run. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can't happen. There is no coming back from this for them if they lose this game. Segura hits a shot. Home run. Unbelievable. He's done. He's shot. Bullpen shot. Team shot. Manager's shot. The pitching strategist. Who the hell knows what he does in the first place? Hey, you know what? Just listen. Let the Mets take the bus. Instead of coming north on a turnpike, send it south. Let the 69 Mets suit up tomorrow night. This is a disgrace. I can't even believe it. You can't lose this game. They stink so bad, you can't even make it up.
It's almost equivalent to remember the Manning to the Jets. You can't get him under the salary cap.
Oh, that was a good one too.
That was another one.
That was a good one. He cares about the Mets.
Oh yeah,
he cares.
I can't even believe it.
He gives a damn.
Boy, he and Boomer.
Why does he care? You got to stop caring if you're a Mets fan.
You can't.
Don't you sort of feel bad for the Mets fans?
If you're great,
I feel bad for the Mets fans. Your team is wretched.
Unbelievable!
Yeah, no, it's entirely believable. Your team sucks. They have for a while now. Blows.
Yeah.
That's the abbreviated version of that inning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's tied.
Oh, my God.
It's tied. How do you get them first?
Ball's a home run.
Walk.
Oh my God.
How much awkward silence was there in this segment, do you believe? As he watched the entire inning, how much long silence existed in the segment?
I'm just glad he's allowing the producer to go on air.
Yeah, no, we're happy about that.
Which is good.
That he allows the.
At least you have a back and forth.
That he allows the guy to talk now.
How did he get on first base?
Walk.
617-779-0985. John in L.A., our actor from L.A. On the line. John.
Hey, Johnny.
Beetle and Zoe, how are you guys?
Great.
Good.
You know, I got to say, Holly's part of the addiction, but this guy, Sarge, he's got a smooth voice.
Oh, thank you. Look at that. That's coming from a professional, Sarge.
I like that guy.
I coach 60 working actors, Sarge. You got something there. But Beetle and Zoe, when you were away, you were missed. Beetle, when you took the day off, you were missed. I got to say, Holly did a good job, but you guys are the funniest show on television.
Again, coming from a professional, that's high praise.
Yeah, we don't act.
Yeah, this morning, a guy's walking through London with a Yankee Sucks shirt, and he's holding it up by the shoulders, right? And as he walks through London, he's showing it to everybody. And this person goes, hey, how much for the shirt? And he screams at him, it's not for sale!
Why wouldn't he just put the shirt on?
Because he's trying to he wants everyone to realize the Yankees suck.
That's so stupid. Just put the shirt on. Yeah, moron.
Where? Yeah, I put the shirt on. Hey, I was on Team Kyrie with you a couple weeks ago. I got to say immediately, who do we go for a big man? If we get Kemba Walker, that's fantastic. Where do we go? How much money we got left? What are we gonna do?
There's an exception for $4.8 million. Or you can swing a deal.
Yeah, you got to swing a deal.
Which
Danny's got to have something up his sleeve. He's got to be working on something.
Feels like part two of this offseason.
Can't be Kemba, and that's it.
And this, I'll tell you, that Clint Capella rumor from yesterday was nothing more than a rumor.
Yeah.
It has taken off like you wouldn't believe. It's everywhere.
That guy was quick to get back at, whoa, I'm just putting that out there, right? He sort of backed off it. Who's the guy you retweeted?
Matt George from Sacramento. And
you put it out there. And been told by a source in Houston. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. There's someone here. Eric and Lynn. Eric, what do you got for us on Clint Capella?
What's going on, boys? Good transition. I've seen a reliable source. His name's Incarcerated Bob. He's followed by a couple guys.
Yeah, we know who he is.
Listen. He just retweeted something and saying it's already confirmed. All right? So the Celtics deal is already done.
Who did he retweet?
I don't know, some other guy. But listen.
Good guy.
He's reliable. He's reliable. Unlike some people on your radio station, which I called out yesterday, Mr. Dan Lifshatz, he's a phony. He's a fraud. He said Kemba would never come here. He knows the big plan that Danny Ainge has, and he doesn't have any information. So I called him out,
yeah,
and he went silent.
When did he say that? When did Lifshatz say that?
I tagged you on Twitter yesterday.
Oh, I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
Look, I got a screenshot saying that Kemba's never coming here. He knows Danny Ainge's plan. So I screenshotted it, tagged him. I said, oh, so much for that. Good call, meathead.
Give me a break.
Call me Amita. I get so upset. You start calling me Amita.
Eric and Lynn. Eric and Lynn putting Lifshatz on blast.
I saw Murray. I saw Bundy. Big Joe Murray in this morning. I'm like, boy, you guys are throwing shade at us. Thinking, I wasn't getting on those guys.
Love it. Eric and Lynn. Look at that. Take that, Lifshatz.
I talked to Danny, and it's not going to happen. I know Danny's got a bigger plan than that. Take that one to the bank. I'd double down on that one. I split that.
You sound like Pharrell on the bench.
Yeah, well, Lifshatz sounds a little like Pharrell.
But his, Zoe's is like spot on.
Nah, Lifshatz is like this. I'm sitting there, I'm watching the game. I got a couple of dimes on this one here tonight.
I'm not putting you on. What do you want to talk about the Celtics?
I got a couple of dimes on the puck line of this one. Got the Flyers and the Rangers keeping an eye on this one. Lundqvist having a hell of a game.
Yeah.
That's Pharrell.
That's Pharrell.
What do you think?
That's Pharrell. Spot on.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good job, Beatles.
Thank you. I always see Pharrell
excellent.
On us.
Thank
damn.
You. You're welcome.
Yeah, Pharrell's the easiest like one Pharrell. To get a hold of. Like, there's two people.
Let me just put that out there. I like Pharrell. I can listen to
him. Yes, he's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But there's two people in this business that you put a call into them, say, hey, we need a video crew to come talk to you about NFL's top 10 quarterback wide receiver duos. It's Pharrell and D.A. D.A. Pharrell are in every single one of those top 10 videos.
Oh, look at this. Look at TV. Look at TV. NBC Sports Boston. Josh is Johnny on the spot with a Lifshatz tweet.
Oh.
You let me know when you break as many stories as me, bro.
Yeah. You let me know when you break as many
that
stories as me,
that was March of 2018, though.
He's just showing an example of sort of the put-downs.
When you type that out, though,
bruh. Headlines here with Sarge. 90 seconds, no commercials. We're right back with the noontime hour on a Friday. Josie on the way.
Nice.
Yeah, he's basically all the money's coming in on the
swatting
on the Patriots. It's actually not a very
swatting smart
these
bet. Suggestions left and right.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.